Good day to all our listeners. This is Paige Estrotori, proudly bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online for Monday, December 16th, 2024. Let's dive right into the key stories from our insurance industry this past week. Leading our coverage is the concerning rise in consumer grievances related to term life insurance. Data from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission reveals that term life insurance was the source of a whopping 41% of all consumer complaints in the last financial year. The reported grievances, totaling nearly 55,000, led to compensation exceeding $11 million. While it is encouraging that half these grievances were resolved within a day and 75% in under 8 days, issues continue to swirl around service delivery, delay resolution, and premium disputes. In response, ASIC aims to enhance internal dispute resolution and consumer protection, and we anticipate watching this space closely into the coming year. In other news, we take a closer look at a legal case that unfolded this past week. A couple succeeded in securing insurance compensation after their Audi Q5 was stolen, despite the ignition key being left in the vehicle. This case certainly underscores the often subtle nuances of policy interpretation. In a twist, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled that the evident negligence was unintentional, leading RAC Insurance to settle the claim. The industry is also buzzing with talk of the surge in mental health-related claims, outranking even physical ailments in recent reports. In a six-month period, a significant 29% of claims made against TAL insurance involve conditions like depression and PTSD. A total of $2.3 billion was paid out to over 36,200 customers, up from $2 billion just last year. What is clear from this is that the role of life insurance in mental health care is evolving. TAL is already adjusting its approach to include psychiatric assessments and health services for its customers. The final major story of the week surrounds underhand tactics of insurance premium hikes. The practice known as product phoenixing has led to a rise in health insurance premiums, bypassing annual rate change regulations. This has raised eyebrows at the Commonwealth Ombudsman and invoked the ire of Health Minister Mark Butler, who sounded a stern warning. If continued, this could potentially lead to legislative action against insurers. That brings us to the end of this week's wrap. Don't forget, if you are looking for the most reliable personal or business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estrotori signing off.